Thank you for calling Bank at Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, 251-1301-0005-8540.
Perfect. Just give me a second here to pull your file up. We can get the ball rolling for you. All right. Is this, looks like Daniel and Barton Construction, LLC?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And who is this that I'm speaking to right now?
Bart, B-A-R-T, Spencer.
Bart Spencer. And you the owner over there, Bart?
Yes, I am.
100% owner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to confirm some quick information here on your file, and then sure. We can get the ball rolling on any questions you may have. Just as far as a contact number in case we get disconnected, is the 765 number the best number there for you?
760-3030.
Perfect. And then can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
Yes, 817. Well, I've got two different addresses. But yeah, 817 Quail Ridge Drive, Greencastle.
Okay, and the billing zip code?
46135.
Perfect. And, you know, as far as, like, your business classification, you guys a C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
LLC.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business there?
15 years.
All right. You guys got some experience there. You know, so we got a lot of programs here. If you just kind of want to paint a picture of what you were looking to do, I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm looking for some working capital, kind of gap financing in between big projects.
Okay.
And looking for, you know, we'd really like to be somewhere around $75,000.
Okay. And how did you come up with the $75K there? What was the specific number on that for?
Yeah, 75 to 100 gets us through the next 2 months as we wrap up two of our biggest projects we've ever worked on. We do new construction.
Oh wow! What are these projects you're currently working on?
Homes, new homes.
Okay. Is this like a whole development you guys have been working on, or do you custom work? What kind of field do you guys
are? No, we are strictly custom builders.
Okay. And I know you said you're kind of looking at this as like a almost like a bridge loan there. You guys are on like a net 30 or net 60 there on the payout structure. Is that the reason?
Yeah, I guess I probably would be looking, excuse me, more like 6 months to get us through till spring. Mm-hmm. They're large projects, and sometimes the design finance will get held up.
So I gotcha.
Instead of putting ourselves in a bind, I'm thinking, well, 6 months gives us plenty of time to wrap these up and break ground and get our cash flow going on them.
I see. And in these two projects here, are these the only two that you're working on, or do you have smaller ones as well that you're...
We have two, we have two under construction right now, and then we have two more sold already for spring. And working on a third, and then these two are ones that we still want to start this year.
Wow, okay. I mean, are you guys kind of on, like, the smaller side there as far as construction, or are you guys, what are you working with employee-wise?
No, I'm a general contractor. I'm the only employee, and I have subcontractors who
gotcha.
Do the actual construction, so I do all the design and sales.
I see.
Management.
I gotcha. And I know you said you've been in with this business for 15 years. I got to imagine you've been in the industry much longer than that.
No, I got in 15, 16 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this has been kind of your baby from day one?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. And I know you said these are two of the biggest projects you said. Is that just this year, or is that ever since you took on the business?
Pretty much in business. We just started getting known to build the bigger custom homes. I mean, we've always known to build really nice custom homes, but now more... And, you know, here they're considered big, you know, the 800,000 range.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Some parts of the country they're not seen as that expensive, but around here they are.
I was going to say that's kind of the norm over here in San Diego, but I'm sure where you're at, that gets you a lot more.
Yeah, these are 5,000 square foot homes, and why I saw San Diego. That's why I knew to say that there's a lot of money in all parts of the country.
Yeah, no, definitely a big gap there, but that's funny that you brought that up. So as far as, you know, when you take on these custom homes, what's usually the kind of time frame from start to finish that it takes to finish these projects?
10 to 11 months.
Okay. And so during those 10 to 11 months, how much of it is paid up front? How much do you have to wait till after the project? Kind of what's the payout structure there?
Well, we get paid during the process.
So okay.
Essentially, we've got, by the time we get to the end of the project, we've got 90% and we have 10% left.
Okay. So, I mean, you get a large amount up front there to get through the project itself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And so the 75 to 100K, was it just going to be used as like a bridge loan? Was there any other opportunities there that you might be able to utilize the capital? Just kind of trying to see what the overall goal is.
A little bit of both. That was going to be used to get us through there, and also I was hiring some help over the winter so I could spend more time on the design sales part.
Gotcha. So just bringing on maybe a few more subcontractors.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and a project manager.
Okay. Hold on one second. Just get this down. Taking some notes. And then, you know, as far as the business goes, how are you guys able to get the name out? Is it all kind of word of mouth? Do you have a marketing campaign that you guys do?
No, we do, word of mouth, obviously, is the first one. And then we do two home shows a year. We do the big Indianapolis home show, and we do the Terre Haute home show.
Okay. And
that's where, you know, there's 100,000 people come through the Indianapolis one, and we build between those two markets. So between that, we get in front of plenty of people.
Okay. And you've seen some pretty good success with that in the past?
Oh, yeah. We've done that for you. We've done them both for years.
Mm-hmm. Good. I mean, are those, I'm just got to imagine those home shows aren't cheap to attend. How does that kind of work?
For us, the one's like $500, the smaller one, and the bigger one's about $2,100.
Okay. That's actually not that bad, though. I mean, as long as you get one client out of it, I'm sure it pays for itself and more.
It's a huge bargain when you get, and we generally average one client out of that, and then the rest is word of mouth or referral.
Okay. So as far as, you know, bringing on the 75 to 100K, when were you looking to bring this on? Was this something you needed now?
Yes.
So as soon as possible?
Yes.
Okay. And do you currently have any working capital loans out right now?
No. We have some loans out. They're all termed, 3 years or, they're regular like loans. They're not
like a business loan?
Working capital. Yes.
Okay. Are you familiar with working capital then, or kind of how they work?
Not exactly how, each one works, no.
Okay, I can kind of just break it down for you real quick. So basically, it's very similar to a line of credit in the sense, you'll get approved for the largest amount, and then you can kind of utilize the amount that you'll need. But it is mostly based off your top line revenue. Do you know what you did in sales there last year for the business?
I don't have. It's about $2.1 million.
Okay. So you got a good amount of cash flow, and then are you guys on track to do about the same this year, or are you trending up, down?
Up.
I'm sorry, what did you say there?
Yes, up.
Mm-hmm. Trending up, okay.
Yeah.
A little bit more than that, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the big three things that we look at, are going to be time in business, which you have. You got 15 years, which is going to help you. You got good cash flow. The only other thing that we'll really look at is credit. How would you rate your credit? Is it bad, good, somewhere in the middle?
Good.
Good. Do you have like a ballpark figure from the last time you pulled it? Do you remember?
I do not, no.
No? Okay. Those are going to be the big three things that we look at. As far as getting new capital, if we were able to get you approved for, more than, let's say, the 75 to 100K range, was there any other ways that you might be able to utilize that as far as maybe any other marketing campaigns or if there was any other opportunities that the business had there?
Yeah, I mean, there. I would like to, if there was available, and you're talking strictly in terms of working capital, it's like a line of credit. I don't have to take the entire amount, correct?
Yeah, correct. So let's just hypothetically say we got you approved for $150,000. Say you only needed the $100, we would just restructure it on the $100, and you would use that. Also, the other $50,000, we could look at refinancing options down the road if you did need more capital. And we could also restructure it to possibly get you more than that down the road. But yeah, what I always do with my customers is just try to push for the highest approval and the longest term length, and then we can just work backwards from there. Just kind of let you know what's available to you. It might kind of open your eyes to some opportunities you didn't think were possible. Just kind of gives you the most options available to you. I know you're in construction and housing there. How are you guys there with the equipment? Is everything up to date there? Was there any opportunities there we might be able to help you out with?
No, we're fine on equipment.
Good on the equipment side? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So as far as getting you an approval here, it's actually a very straightforward process. It's just a one-page app that I'd send you, email or fax, whatever works best for you. Did you file 2015 taxes yet, or did you get an extension?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we filed those.
Okay, so we would just need a copy of that, and then it's just going to be 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once you're able to get that to me, I get you submitted to underwriters. Usually can get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what you're approved for. Once you are approved, the offer is good for 90 days, and then you basically, if the terms match up with what you're looking for, you give us the call there, and you're funded in right about 24 hours right after that. Just allows you to take advantage of that opportunity right there on hand. As far as the 75 to 100K, how much was going to be allocated to the net structure, and how much was going to be used for kind of other projects and marketing and stuff like that?
You know, probably 60. I'd say very little for the marketing stuff, maybe 10.
Okay, so the majority is going to be for like payroll operations. Just getting you through that those time periods where you're just not seeing the cash flow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I mean, have you gone to like your local bank to see if they'd give you a loan, or have you shopped around at all?
Yeah, I shopped around locally, and you know, they're wanting to work with us, but I was like, you know, I wanted another perspective as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I guess that would be my next question. What are, you know, the fees, costs, you know, interest and that sort of thing on your end? I mean, we talked about some of the other parts of it.
Yeah, so as far as like term and structure and all that, they're anywhere from 3 to 36 months on the term lengths. Typically, first-timers get in the 6 to kind of 18 to 24-month range, and then it's daily, weekly, or monthly payout structures. It's just going to depend on what you're approved for. Obviously, the better you look on paper, the better it's going to work out for you there on the approval for the programs. But we, as far as a rate goes, it's a fixed payback that we do. So let's just say you get qualified for, let's just say, $100,000 at a 15-month rate, and your payback is $10,000. 10%, basically, just for example. You basically just divvy that fixed amount with the borrowed amount over the month terms or weekly terms that you do, so you know exactly what you'll be paying each payment. There's no variable rate there, so it allows you to know exactly what you're going to be paying. It makes it easier for our end and your end, just so that we're all on the same page. But once you are approved, underwriters will break down all the rates. We do early payback discounts. There's a lot of perks once your foot's in the door. Does that kind of sound like something you have readily available there as far as the documents, or do you might need a few days to kind of collect all of that?
Yeah, I could have those tomorrow.
Okay.
And you said, I wanted to make one thing too. So there is mm-hmm. no penalty for early payback?
No, we actually offer discounts depending on when you pay back. We'll actually put in the contract structures for if you pay back a month early, 2 months early, what kind of discounts you will get. You know, with it being an unsecured cash loan, we want to get our money back, so you getting it back to us early is a good thing. One of the things that always blows my mind is people that penalize you for paying early. It's just something I've never understood. So that's one of the perks here. And then we can also look at refinancing options, usually about halfway through the term length. If you are running into another situation where you have these gaps of no cash flow, or if maybe some equipment does come up you look to take advantage of, that's something we can visit. But what's a good email there for you, Bart? And I can shoot you everything that we'll need to kind of get this approval process going.
It's A as in apple, Z okay. as in zoo. So it's A-Z Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R,
okay.
at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Perfect. I'll get this email going right now. Just give me maybe 5-10 minutes to put it together. It'll just list everything that we'll need to get the approval process going. And like I said, as soon as you can get that back to me, I can shoot you over to underwriters and kind of see what we'll be working with. And we can kind of just kind of take it from there one step at a time. But if you have any questions, my direct line will be in the email. Call that number, not the number you just called for this. That way it'll take you right to me.
Okay, that's going to be my next question is how I get back to you personally. So, okay, and what time you're in San Diego, so 3-hour time difference.
Yeah, so we're open till 3:30 every day, Pacific Standard Time. So as long as you're able to get it over to me before 3, as long as there's no problems with the documents or any errors, I can usually get you submitted that day. Otherwise, you know, if you need the rest of the day there to kind of get everything together, as long as you can get it to me the next morning, I should be able to get you submitted there before lunch.
Okay. If I have questions in the morning, what time do you start tomorrow?
I get in at 6:30. And you're in Indianapolis. What time is it where you're at right now?
Yeah, it's, I haven't paid attention. it's about 1:30.
Okay, so you guys are 3 hours ahead. So anytime after 9:30 your time, I'll be in the office.
Okay, well, I want to work on this. I'll probably get 9:30 and verify some things and go from there.
Sounds good, Bart. I'll get this email going now. If anything does come up before then, don't hesitate to email me back or give me a call.
I don't have your name on my notes here. What was your name?
Oh, yeah, Tyler. T-Y-L-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I'll look for that email, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
Sounds good, Bart. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Bye. Thanks.